Now, Christmas time is often a time for giving. So we decided we wanted to have a chat to one charity that is asking for stocking fillers of a different kind. Australian charity Share the Dignity is asking Aussies to grab a bag and fill it with lots of love and all the essentials for women experiencing homelessness, domestic violence, or poverty, or combination. Now, Share the Dignity's annual It's in the Bag campaign asks the public to donate bags full of essentials such as shampoo, soap, deodorant, sanitary items, and a lot of bunch more. The campaign will be ending soon. In fact, it will be ending this Saturday. So we're joined now by Tracy Wickham, the communications manager at Share the Dignity, to find out more about this campaign. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Marlene. Hello, everyone.
Thank you so much for joining us all.
You're welcome.
Now, tell us about the It's in the Bag campaign from Share the Dignity. What's it all about?
Well, It's in the Bag is an annual campaign, and this is our fifth year of holding It's in the Bag. And it's really about giving women and girls in need something special on Christmas Day. And what we ask people to do, as you've mentioned already, Marlene, is to take a bag. Now, it doesn't have to be a new bag. It can be a bag you've got in the cupboard that you're perhaps not using as much as you could be. And I think there's a lot of us out there that have quite a few bags in our cupboard.
Oh, so many in the wardrobe.
So one that's in a great condition. And the people say, oh, what sort of bag? And you say, if you give it to your girlfriend, then it's perfect to give it as a gift as well. And we ask people to fill them with the essentials. So pads or tampons, a shampoo and conditioner, toothbrush and toothpaste, roll-on deodorant, and a soap or body wash. And then to make it even more special, there's some lovely little extras to make it into a really beautiful gift, such as you might want to add a lipstick or a book or some moisturising lotion. Really, you're only limited by your budget and your imagination and really the size of the bag you're donating.
It's so wonderful. And I have to confess, I'm actually making a couple of these bags. To pop up soon. And you know what? It's so much fun to spend a year thinking about what can I possibly get this person you've never met, but you get to make something special for someone.
It really is a gift, you know, from one woman to another woman. And I think I noticed somebody mentioned on our social pages that next year they're going to do one a month until they get to December. So they'll have 12 bags ready to go, which I thought was really lovely.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So, it really is lovely thinking about who you're giving it to. And we quite often hear people, they say, I can't stop putting things in my bag, or I've started a second or a third bag. But, we've got a big ask. We do finish on Saturday. So when Bunnings closes on Saturday, they're our wonderful charity partner. That means that the collection will close as well. So our boxes will be packed up. So we're only just over a quarter of the way to the demand. So we've got our charities have requested 160,000 bags.
Oh my goodness.
Nationally.
And you're a quarter of the way there.
Yeah, we're a quarter of the way there from the weekend. So the second week of our campaign is generally pretty big, but we're really hoping that your listeners will go to their wardrobe or head out and look at purchasing a backpack or a tote or a handbag and really consider adding the essential items. We really need the essential items. Shampoo and conditioner for you and I, we just take it for granted. It's part of our weekly shop. For many, many girls and women, it's considered a luxury, Marlene.
Yeah. And it's so easy just to pop an extra one in on your weekly shop.
Yeah, that's right. So quite often people,
For some people it is easy.
Yeah. And for some, people generally with the drive, they've been collecting for a little while and putting things aside. And we've seen some amazing photos from schools and clubs, families that come together, and people, instead of doing a Kris Kringle, have done bags.
Oh, what a great idea.
The community have been absolutely amazing. And in New South Wales, we've collected over 11,000 bags already. So
well done.
That is amazing. But we really are asking everybody just to dig really deep and see if they can just pick up those items this week and get it to their local Bunnings. We'd love to have that because we've got 1,700 charities that have put requests in with us. and we would love to be able to fill the needs so that they can give them to those women and girls.
Absolutely. And can I ask, where did the idea come from to create this campaign?
Well, it's quite interesting, actually. So our founder, Rochelle Courtney, was actually cleaning out her bathroom cupboard. I don't know that you're not you, but like I know that I have gift of moisturising cream, or there's too much shampoo and conditioner in there. You know, we just sort of always pop things in the cupboard. And so she was cleaning it out, and then she ended up putting it in a bag. And then she was like, oh, that's interesting. So she took a photo of like all the items in a bag and just said, wow, you know, I'm sure some, you know, a woman in need could use this. And popped a photo on social, and the next day it just, you know, they say going viral, it went viral, and It's in the Bag was born. And that's, you know, so in our fifth year, we hope to collect about 150,000 bags, but, you know, the ask, as I said, is even greater because the demand is so high. And sadly, poverty is, is something that affects so many Australians nowadays. And, unfortunately, I think that's why the demand is creeping up.
Yeah, and sadly, it's probably going to be continuously creeping up.
Yeah, I do have to give a shout-out to our sheroes and our heroes, who are our volunteers, and they head down to Bunnings and they collect all of the wonderful bags that people donate. And then they take them home and then they check them and they count them and then they distribute them to the charities. So there is hundreds, if not well over 1,000 our volunteers at the moment, and they will have all of those bags in their hallways, in their lounge rooms,
spare bedrooms.
They just pile up. It's a huge task. So once again, if you can get those essentials in, it makes our job so much better.
That's amazing. And so if listeners wanted to get involved in the campaign, mm-hmm. You said before, grab a bag, put the essentials in. What else can they do to get more information? They have to pop it in the local Bunnings, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. So just go down to your local Bunnings. You'll see a beautifully big decorated box in the Bunnings stores. You really won't be able to miss it. It'll be in the entrance to Bunnings or just inside the store, and drop it in there. We've got our sheroes and heroes are collecting daily, twice daily, three times a day in some locations in the bigger stores, and they will collect all of your bags, but you only have until this Saturday. So a great thing to do on a Monday night is go home and dig out that extra handbag and, pop on your shopping list some of those. You get all of those essential items. That would be just amazing. And, look, add a few luxury items as well. And one special thing is pop a card in, pop a note in to the woman or the teenager that's going to get that bag.
Yeah.
We also do nappy bags as well. So we do a woman's bag, a teen's bag, and a nappy bag. So all of the details are on our website, www.sharethedignity.com.au. So head along there. You'll find all the checklists and all the information, and then you're good to go. And we would be so appreciative. And we really thank everyone who's donated so far for sharing their dignity. It's a wonderful, wonderful cause and one that we're passionate about.
It truly is. It really, really is. And it's just a win-win. You feel good giving it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's obviously clear that people feel good receiving it. So it's a win-win. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. Thank you so much, Tracy, for taking the time to chat to us this evening.
Thank you, Marlene.